You are listening to Stonehenge. We are here. It is 2:30 p.m. and it's WREK Atlanta. We have an hour and a half left. Well, wait, an hour and a quarter? So 75 minutes more of our 20-hour Stonehenge marathon. We're still here. We're still kicking. And we just got around to playing Black Sabbath. That's crazy. After 18 hours. We may have time for a request, if you ask nicely. 404-894-2468 is the number. But bearing in mind, we've already been going for 20 hours. So we've probably played it. You just have to go back and listen to the archives. You joining us, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't have to. You know, this is your show. This is a celebration of you.
Do as you will.
He's lost interest. I mean, he's done it more than most. So
I was just out gazing.
Gazing?
You know, over the room.
Okay.
Seeing what you guys were doing.
Surveying your kingdom. Okay, Dave.
You want me to tell you what we had?
What on earth was that?
All right. Well, we started out with the very earthy Bad Boy Boogie, AC/DC from the Let There Be Rock album. We went into Thin Lizzy, the Jailbreak album, and Romeo and the Lonely Girl with arguably the best rhyming couplet in rock history. Poor Romeo sitting all on his ownio.
Yeah, it makes me want a bonio.
Up after that, we had the Hendrix Experience for the second time in our 20 hours. So we're clearly overdoing it there.
Yep.
And that was the song 51st Anniversary, bit of an anniversary theme. It was the B-side from, I believe, The Wind Cries Mary. It was on an extended version of Are You Experienced that was released a few years back. We moved into the MC5, the Motor City 5, the High Times album, and Sister Anne, before apparently setting new ground here at Stonehenge, playing a 7-inch of Hawkwind by Motorhead by Hawkwind.
Hawkwind by Motorhead could possibly be a thing. I don't know.
It would be incredible.
Yeah.
So that was recorded in 1975 as the B-side to a single coming out a couple of years before the Motorhead version. Doesn't have an umlaut on the Hawkwind version. And then we wrapped up, as you say, with the first Black Sabbath of the session, the self-titled first album, and The Wizard.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact you have that single is a canny Dave Brock business decision. Don't you think? After Motorhead blew up.
Sure.
He's like, oh yeah, that one's sitting in the archive.
Dave
Put
Brock
that one
knows
out.
What he's doing.
Lemmy doesn't need to know. That one goes out. I want to dedicate that one to Lemmy and Nick Turner. For all I know, he's not even on that, but...
I don't think he is.
Both sadly departed. Still. Yeah. Never got to meet Lemmy, but I have touched Nick Turner's gown a couple of times. Got some of his face glitter on my jacket. All right, so we're going to get into it now. You don't just get nothing but fun music. Sometimes you have to listen to some difficult music on Stonehenge. So get ready. We're going to go to Italy. This isn't difficult. Actually, I would argue this is the funnest you can get. It's a band called Area. This is called Luglio Agosto Settembre, which I presume is July, August, September. And then in brackets, Nero. Get ready for some socialist prog rock, everyone, in Italian. You're listening to Stonehenge on WREK Atlanta.
حبيبي بالسلام بالسلام حطيت ورود الحب قدامك بالسلام بالسلام مسحت بحور الدم علشانك سيب الغضب سيب الألم سيب السلاح وتعالى تعالى نعيش تعال نعيش يا حبيبي ويكون غطانا سلام عايزك تغني يا عيني ويكون غناك بالسلام سمع العالم يا قلبي وقول سيبوا الغضب سيبوا الألم سيبوا السلاح وتعالوا نعيش تعالوا نعيش في سلام مصرية
We'll be right back. se la tua realtà mi costringe a fare guerra all'omertà, forse un dì sapremo quello che vuol dire affogare il sangue con l'umanità. Colorata quasi tutto uguale, la mia rabbia legge sopra i quotidiani, legge nella storia tutto il mio dolore, canta la mia gente che non può morire. Quando guardi il mondo senza aver problemi, cerca nelle cose l'essenzialità, non è colpa mia se la tua realtà mi costringe a fare quella umanità. Thank you.
I'm good.